Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama. Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, just launched on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards. Not everyone has what it takes.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu. Before I get into this week's episode of Sexy Unique Podcast, I, of course, have to shout out all my Sexy Unique patrons on Patreon. You guys have been there every step of the way as I expand my podcast empire. It began with this podcast, Sexy Unique Podcast, recapping Vanderpump Rules, and grew into Babe, and grew from there into Saving Sex in the City 3, which is back in February. And now Sexy Unique Podcast is growing. And I'm recapping Lindsay Lohan's Beach House with Carrie O'Donnell on a special series called Lohan Island, which airs on Fridays. And I'm so grateful to be able to podcast as my job. And you guys, supporting this podcast has made that dream a reality. So thank you. You're the executive producers of my podcast empire. And I'm so, so grateful. If you've been a longtime listener, or if you're new to SUP and want to show your support for the pod, it's very easy to get involved. All you have to do is go to patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast, and it is there that you will find all the information you need to become a supporter of SUP. For as little as a $1 per episode commitment, you will have access to over 60 bonus episodes, as well as recaps of seasons 1 and 2 of Vanderpump Rules that can be found exclusively on the Sexy Unique Patreon. There's so much content waiting for you to devour it. And for $1 per episode, it can be yours. That's a lot of content for a very reasonable price. So check it out. Head on over to www.patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast for more info. And be sure to check out sexyuniquestore.com. I am selling Vanderpump Rules is a Show for Geniuses stickers, as well as a extra special Lohan Island baseball hat and Road to Sur prints. I'm restocking constantly and coming up with new merch ideas all the time. So keep checking the store for more exciting things on the horizon. That's sexyuniquestore.com. And now, without further ado, I give to you this week's episode of SUP. This is the Sexy Unique Podcast, an exploration of Vanderpump Rules.
Ain't nobody got me feeling like I'm feeling you.
And I'm your host, like I'm Lara Marie like Shane Hall.
Yeah. Everybody freeze, put your hands up. We ain't about to take it easy, I hope you cakes up. London with the beach, here we go so in. Then we girl with a friend, you be both win.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of a Sexy Unique Podcast. I am here with a true genius, writer, pump head, Roxanne Gay.
Hello.
Hi. I am so honored to have been given this gift of getting you on the pod.
Well, it's great to be here on the pod talking about my favorite topic.
The best show on television.
It's the only show, really.
Perhaps, like, the best show of all time.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
You tweeted yesterday that it was, like, the Seinfeld of reality TV shows.
It is. Nothing ever happens, but everything happens.
Everything is it's all about what's happening, like, especially this season. I feel like it's like what's bubbling beneath the surface that's the most important.
Yeah, this season is wild. There is a lot happening. Like, they're all getting older and having to acknowledge it.
Yes.
So it's adorable. Like, listening to them talk about having children, which...
I need them to have kids.
I mean, I do too, but... Vanderpump Drools is going to be amazing.
Oh, I love that.
Amazing.
I like fear for those unborn children.
I am terrified at the prospect of most of them having like, children.
Pray like, for them.
When the Toms are like, yeah, I think I'll be a good dad. I just think, what makes you think that?
What in the world has led you to this place where you think that it could be a good idea to procreate?
Like, you guys have been in the same West Hollywood apartments for the past decade. Haven't even moved, so where are you, first of all, are you going to put your children?
Raising a child in West Hollywood would be very difficult.
It would be challenging. It's doable, I'm sure, but challenging. I'm sure people do it, but not in those apartments.
No. Sandoval and Ariana's apartment, like, I feel like you could get CPS involved if they like had a kid in there.
That wouldn't be a great situation.
No. Definitely like
to move.
Asbestos and like weird shit, like black mold blowing in from the AC unit.
Yes.
Like, there's some blinds that the kid could cut itself on.
It's just dangers abound.
Yeah, that carpet has seen things that no one wants to know.
Has the furniture.
Yeah, you can't have, like, a child in the same apartment where Jack slept in the living room and, like, fucked 20 girls, like, behind a sheet wall.
So many girls. Oh, God.
Did you watch Vanderpump from the jump?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so it was on the radar.
Absolutely. I love reality television. I always have. And Bravo just serves it up every season in most absurd ways. And so I watch all of it.
I love that. Great. So you've been like a Housewives. You're like a Housewives fan as well.
I am.
Who's your favorite? Which is your favorite Housewives franchise?
It's a close tie between Vanderpump Rules and, I mean, Christ almighty.
It is the only show that matters on
Bravo.
It really
is.
So it's like, what are you going to do?
No, it's a really close, I wouldn't say a tie, but it's really close between Housewives of Atlanta and Beverly Hills.
Okay. Yeah.
I like them both very much.
Beverly Hills has gone downhill, though, to some extent.
I like it.
I'm into it.
I'm just in. I'm just like, well, okay. We'll bring in these weird people. The weird girl with all the accents, Dorit.
I like her.
Oh, there's so much happening there. And PK. And I didn't really get into Teddy Mellencamp.
Mm-hmm.
I don't quite understand her role on the show. But I'm looking forward to Denise Richards.
Oh, I live for Denise Richards.
She's so great. It's going to be fabulous.
Yeah.
It's going to be fabulous. And I still remember her from the James Bond movie. So,
yeah. I mean, she's iconic, like 90s Wild Things and Drop Dead Gorgeous. Like,
absolutely.
You can't beat Denise.
No.
And her reality show, I think I watched it.
Oh, I didn't even know she had one. See?
She had one.
I've been remiss.
With her dad. I think it was like on E! And it was just like the mundane day to day of her life. But I mean, it gave me something.
It gives us all something.
Yeah.
I mean, these are gifts. And E, their reality shows are so badly done. they still don't quite get it, but Bravo always makes it seem like there's this sheen of respectability around all of it, even though there isn't. And E is just like, no, there's nothing respectable happening here.
Yeah. Bravo, like they, I mean, Vanderpump is the one kind of that's like not so aspirational as like a Housewives. Like they kind of troll the cast of the show, but I agree. There's like, it's like shot. The cinematography is just like chef's kiss.
It really is. Like everything in Vanderpump Rules, you just look at it and you just think, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like I want their jobs, but I feel like I could survive that life.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like throw me into the mix.
Absolutely.
I'm fully ready.
Yes.
Let's jump into this week's episode because there's a lot to talk about.
Girls' night out. And they keep acting like they're so clever for calling it Girls' Night Out.
Yeah.
Ladies.
No. They really, like, phoned it in for that. Like, I was reading... I've now gotten to a point where I, like, troll Reddit boards to, like, understand more of the show and, like, audience feelings about it, which is, like, a new low. I didn't see this for myself originally, but here we are.
I mean, who does?
Yeah. But I mean, you find yourself on Reddit.
We find ourselves. Yeah. It just is what it is.
And so... I was seeing though that people had commented that the producers had put out a casting call for Girls Night Out attendees. So it wasn't even like an organic
mix of
like people waiting to get in.
Correct. James is a lot of things, but he did get people to show up for See You Next Tuesday.
Oh, I showed up 2 weekends in a row.
So.
Or 2 weeks in a row, and it was packed.
Yes. And people went, of course, just to see the spectacle, but nobody was going to just show up at Girls Night Out, which is the most bland, just pastel name and concept. Like, nobody's really dying to see Katie do anything.
No. Like, the fact that she survived this long on the show is shocking to me.
It's truly shocking because in a show about nothing, she doesn't offer anything. Her drama is always manufactured and sad. They keep trying to make that she's fat happen, but there's no realm of reality in which Katie is fat. So it's offensive.
Yeah.
And then just at least Stassi always has something quotable to say.
Yeah.
And
she serves. She's like a reality show MVP.
She understands what her job is.
Yeah.
She totally knows, like, I am here to make a spectacle and I'm going to give you good spectacle. She has one-liners minute after minute after minute. Like, she thinks in one-liners. And, like, then she takes it and makes a product beyond the show, like her podcast or her book or outfit of the day, which, again, is so bland. Everyone wears an outfit. Congratulations.
But she's tapped
in. She makes it work.
Yeah. And she's tapped into like a certain level of like that type of fan or that type of woman who really like latches on and connects. And so for that, it's like, you've got to just give it up to Stassi because she's really making it work.
She gives people what they want, which is the Vanderpump Rules experience.
Yes.
She makes them feel like they get to have that vicarious thrill of this glamorous life of being a server at Sir, even though she hasn't worked at Sir in years. Congratulations.
And when she worked there, she was always trying to not work there.
Yeah, she was terrible at it. I mean, but she's doing what she was meant to do. She's living her best life.
Yeah. And I have a lot of problems with Stassi, but I do commend her for that. So Tom is being built by the maestro Nicolaine, who he claims on his Instagram to have invented industrial romantic as just like an aesthetic. That's in his Instagram bio. It's like inventor of hashtag. Look,
you need to fill that bio space with something. Bless his heart. You have to put something there. That's like the best he can do. Let's not judge it.
I love Nicolaine's infusion on this show. Like, he's the thing I never knew I always wanted.
Well, what's crazy is as Lisa was talking about how great of a designer he was, I was just thinking, I hope you're not talking about someone who has designed your retail spaces and your restaurants, because the decor is hideous. And then when they unveiled Tom Tom, I just thought, like, Lisa, you're really wealthy, but you cannot buy taste.
Have you been to Tom Tom yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
I'm saving it. Like, I am just saving it and saving it. Like, the anticipation's killing me.
You're in for a treat.
I feel like I am.
I have been to all her restaurants way more than it's like a shameful number.
Yeah, it
at
is.
This point, it's like too much. And now I've been to Tom Tom, no joke, like 8 times, which is its own thing that I can talk about, like in therapy or just like with an accountant. And it actually is like in the upper echelon of her restaurant empire currently. Like, it has more going on than,
well,
like,
I looked at the menu online and it looked way better than like Villa Blanca.
Villa Blanca should have died a tragic death long
How
ago.
Is it still open in that prime real estate? It must make so much money, but
it does like, not. It's there's
you
no
drive
way.
By, none of the restaurants have people in them. I'm in Hollywood regularly and there's never anyone at Sur Pump.
Villa Blanca is consistently empty. I feel like at this point it's some sort of like tax shelter. Like, it's sketchy.
It has to be. Like, the restaurants are terrible. The food is terrible. The world knows the food is terrible. The service we know is terrible because we watch the show. Like, I don't understand how you could like risk your life and voluntarily eat there. That said, my friends and I are planning a field trip.
Yeah. I mean, you will not be disappointed. If you need any like menu recommendations, I'm happy to tell you that like the mac and cheese, bacon mac and cheese, really good. And like the cauliflower buffalo wings are like, I crave them when I'm not there, which is saying a lot.
That's,
I feel like,
offering us levels of pathology. Wow. But at least you're okay with admitting that out loud.
You know what? It's like, I just have to live my truth and own it.
You do.
That's all I can do in this world.
No judgment. This is a judgment-free home.
Yes, I love that. Thank you. Nick Alain is saying Lisa keeps trying to get the Toms to like come look at the restaurant and Nick Alain is over them. And I just love anytime he's like, I can't. About them.
Yes.
And I understand that energy.
Well, because they're like minor investors in the property. It's so cute how they really think they have a bigger role. And then they were so proud of designing their cocktails.
Yeah. Which they didn't really end up designing. They like have 3 ones on the menu.
It's so great. They're so marginal. It's just their names. And it's the most generic name in the world. So it could be anybody.
It's their names. But also like together they own 5%.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like... Lisa really bamboozled them.
She really did.
With this
I feel
deal.
Like I own more of that restaurant just by reading the website.
I feel like I do from just going there
I mean,
8 times.
Kind of invested about as much as they did. But if Tom hadn't spent so much money on his wedding, he might have been able to invest more in the restaurant.
That's true. Mm-hmm. But I think they paid for the majority of their wedding with like Diff Eyewear sponsored posts.
Oh.
That's another Reddit fact. Just gonna hang myself right out to dry here.
Wow.
So they're like hustling and bustling and really making things happen.
Oh yeah, they're getting it done. And I've heard that they don't really live in those crappy apartments. They film in those apartments, but they don't actually live there.
Tom and Katie do live in that apartment, as well as Jax and Brittany.
God damn it. I was really holding on to that.
No, it's they truly live there.
Remember when James was living behind the little partition in some dude's apartment?
That was a mere year ago.
Yes.
Like, he's really had a glow up.
He really has.
Real estate speaking. Remember when he got Raquel her own drawer and it was like a file cabinet and a desk?
And he really thought he was doing something. And I just thought, I'm so glad to be past that stage of dating. Like where you're dating someone who's so
he's a dreamer.
That they offer you... not even like a drawer and a dresser, but just like a sad drawer space. And then you get to sleep behind the partition with them on like twin size mattress on the floor.
And not only that, but they live with that guy, Paul.
Yes.
Who's just like a creep that you have to navigate and constantly
and
turn down
situation
his dinner
is
offers.
Sketchy. Like, what was really going on there? It's just a lot. The show is a text.
Yeah.
It just is.
Tom and Tom are going to go to Tom Tom for the big reveal, but Ken and Lisa call them and tell them no, which felt like a fake scene.
Yeah, of course. It was clearly just manufactured to drum up a little drama where there was none because Lisa had that surprise of wanting them to see it all at once.
Yeah.
And it was just so weird. And I have no doubt that they drove by or strolled by and peeked in. Mm-hmm. Because they don't strike me as having discipline.
Yeah, or boundaries.
Right.
Yeah. So, but then, like, the best part of that scene, like, I feel like this season more than ever, they're all, like, acting. Like, they're being challenged to, like, improvise and, like, and have, like, roles.
Yes.
And then...
The producers are really heavy-handed this season.
They're very heavy-handed. And there's one part where, like, Tom Sandoval is, like, sitting down. He's bummed out because he can't go to Tom, and he's like, well, you know, actually, Sheena does have her housewarming today. And then someone's like, oh, it's today? And it was just like, good Lord.
In the wilds of Marina Del Rey.
Oh, I've been waiting for the moment, because I found out Sheena moved to Marina Del Rey, because sometimes I like do live roasts of her podcast for like bonus episodes. Mm-hmm. So when she revealed that she had relocated to the Marina, I was shook. Mm-hmm. And I wondered how this is going to reverberate through the server community.
Yes.
And so now this was like a sweet full circle moment, mm-hmm. to get to really see how these West Hollywood people deal with having to go anywhere, mm-hmm. south of Wilshire or east of.
Well, I love how when they were talking about how far it was to get to to Sheena's house, they were like, first you have to go south of Sir. I love that. That was the landmark.
It's
for
like
them.
No, like,
guys,
no!
That's not what. That's not a thing. Nobody's like, oh, it's south of Sir. You need to give us a street
south of.
Offer
Sir.
Us a coordinate on a map. And they're like, no, south of Sur. And then, oh, and you have to do this and take the 405, the 10. And I just, it's not that hard. Take some surface streets. Make sure you're not going during rush hour. You'll get there in 45 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, it is definitely like, people are always miffed by like LA people freaking out about traffic, but it is like, depending on the time of day, like some people DM'd me and they were like, explain Marina Del Rey to me. Like, cause it doesn't seem, they're like Google mapping it.
Yeah, because
and
it's like, not far. It's 10 miles.
Yeah. But then you add in just like LA traffic vibes and you could really be like driving to Palm Springs.
It could be. It could be. It could be 45 minutes. It could be 2 hours. It just, you never know.
It's a roll of the dice.
It is. It is. I feel like Sheena, that was quite a power move moving to Marina Del Rey. But I'm not sure like in a good way.
I do. Yeah.
I don't know that anyone's.
A disempower move.
Yeah. I don't know that anyone's going to go see her out there. That because even I was like, that's far, and I live close to Marina Del Rey. Like, yeah. I don't even need to get on the 405 to get there. And it's wow, that's
it's a journey.
Choice.
Yeah,
it's a choice.
And like Sheena, like she doesn't strike me as like a beach person. And
I don't understand it. I think she's living there with a man.
Do you think she's with Adam?
Well, of course she's with Adam.
That I mean, goes, she is like, that is her boyfriend.
Yes,
like,
that's her boyfriend. But I love how she gave us this thesis last night about how she doesn't want to date. All you want to do is date. All you want to do is be married. You are the thirstiest. And that's why you married Shay in the first place.
Yeah.
Even though he was wildly inappropriate. So come on. And then that other dude who she kept trying to make happen.
Rob.
Yes. Rob was never into her.
No.
He showed her his contempt for her. And she was still like, well, I can live with this contempt.
She was ready.
She is just ready. I mean, I don't know if she's an emotional masochist or she just is that tragic on the inside.
I think it's a mixture of both.
It's really sad, actually, to watch because you can see her desperation and the way she was talking last night. She kept needlessly mentioning Adam's name. We get it. You and Adam are fucking.
Yeah.
It's fine.
But just when she also goes like, it's just like so cringeworthy. I think she's both of the things you mentioned, but also like pretty dumb because then she's like, oh, like Adam, he's my best friend. Like, no, he's my best friend. Like, you don't get it. He's my best friend. And it's like, okay, no, we do get it. Like, mm-hmm. you're in love with this person. You're clearly dating him. Mm-hmm. You spend every single day together to the point where he's like helping, like just showing up to your photo shoots. Like,
yeah, like
this is your boyfriend.
It's your boyfriend.
Now. You
it's
can
fine.
Say whatever you want.
He helps you on Instagram. He's your Instagram boyfriend.
Yeah.
Let's just be open about it. But and then she had her mom. I mean,
Sheena thinks she's fooling us though. Like
she really
does. Believes.
Oh, there's no there.
If she sits down and tells you a lot, like tells you a lie or a total untruth, that like we as a viewer are going to be like totally, and then just like go to sleep and
which is
think
insulting.
It is.
It's but truly insulting. And the whole time, especially when she was having the party and she was like swanning around her Marina Del Rey.
She goes, West Side is the best side.
Which it is. I love the West Side. There's nothing wrong with MDR. I like MDR, but it is indeed a place, I think, where a slightly older crowd lives. And that's why I wonder, like, why did she move there? Of all the places in Los Angeles, so far away from everyone who tolerates you? Ugh, something's going on there.
Sheena needed to infiltrate, like, a new group of people that had no, like, knowledge of her past.
I think she's going after an older man.
Really?
I truly do. I do. It has to be a power move. What else would she be doing out there by herself?
You know what it reminds me of is I'm like deep in a binge of Sopranos right now. And it reminds me of like a Gumar's apartment.
That's what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah.
I truly believe she's being kept there.
My mind is blown right now.
She is trying to get a boyfriend like Lala's man. And this is step one.
I love
Lala's man lets her drive the Rolls Royce.
Mm-hmm. I saw Lala's man on the road the other day.
Oh, really?
He was behind me in the Rolls Royce. I first spotted the Rolls Royce and I was like, Lala's man. And then I looked in the rearview mirror and I thought it was Lala in the passenger seat, but it was his daughter, which it was a real moment. Thing. Yeah.
Because she calls him daddy. So.
Mm-hmm. Wow. My like... What if Sheena's actually just like fully pulling the wool over our eyes?
I think she is.
And she's plotting.
And the reason I think so is because she was so vehement a few seasons ago about how Lala was like this terrible woman who was taking money for sex. There's nothing wrong with that, first of all. And so I feel like she was so upset about Lala because she knows in her soul what she wanted for herself.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like something's going on. There's no rational reason for her to be an MDR.
No. And I love to like Sheena trying to justify it by being like, I get to wake up and look at boats every day.
It's Los Angeles. You can look at boats anywhere.
Yeah, but also like looking at boats parked in a marina is not the same as like looking at a beautiful sailboat on the ocean.
Exactly. I mean, why not just go look at the ocean, like live in Santa Monica, live in Venice, if you really want to see water. But like the boats, I like seeing them when I go to MDR for dinner.
Yeah.
It's nice. And then I say goodbye to the boats.
Yeah, but you don't want to wake up to those boats.
No, because they're parked. They're not moving.
Yeah.
I'm
like, it's not a desirable. I'm going to have to side with the witches of WeHo for once in my life and say that it's not geographically desirable.
No, not given where her friends are and also all her professional interests. It's a baffling move. And I hope that this is a mystery that unravels over the course of the season.
Same.
With what's left.
Sheena gives Raquel a gift from Z Gallery, which I just like... One of my favorite things about this cast is their love of Z Gallery, and any chance that I can like clock a Z Gallery mention, it just like soothes me so hard. And so
but they're classy and they're going to put up some classy corporate decor.
Yeah. And can we just like have a moment to talk about Sheena's love of like putting meaningless things on her walls? Mm-hmm.
But that's because there's no there.
Yeah.
She's meaningless. In her, like, she doesn't have depth.
Mm-hmm.
And so her decor cannot have depth.
Yeah.
It is truly a reflection of her soul.
So true.
Mm-hmm. Like her mother decorated.
She's like, my mom did everything. Adam did, helped her out, and they just like moved me in. It looks like a mom went to,
like her mom decorated.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that, but it doesn't look like a young person's home.
No.
It looks like, a less than young person's home.
I was so excited too to see like it was like, wow, Sheena's in the marina now, and like we get to see her apartment, and like what will she reveal as her like design aesthetic, like, and then it was just the same. It was almost actually worse than her apartment with Shay.
Okay, so I'm going to give you an example of what Sheena is in the movie The Italian Job. The villain steals the money from the crew, and when they find him, they find that he has taken all of their individual fantasies and made them his own because he has no imagination. He can't conceive of his own. That's what Sheena is.
Yeah.
Like, she just uses other people's aesthetics because she doesn't have the wherewithal to develop one of her own.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Just amazing.
she tries her hand at like various things too. And it felt like there were like moments like peppered around that were like, oh, if you had just leaned into this like a little bit more, you could have discovered something nice or like made it nice. And then it's just like a vase on a stand that then was forgotten, and then just like a medallion hanging on a wall.
Just there.
I was also really fascinated by like the geographical boundaries of the cast of Vanderpump Rules when Jack said he doesn't go south of Wilshire and Lala doesn't travel east of La Brea, which means that they only exist in like a 2 by 2 mile radius. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The best thing about them is that, like, if you want to come to LA and find them, you can.
Absolutely. I can't believe I haven't gone looking yet. But again, I'm like saving it.
You'll have your moment.
I will.
And like, there'll be
a time when I'm ready, when I'm just truly ready to behold the greatness.
Yeah.
And then, it's on. I hope they're going to do a Tom Tom show.
I hope that they do a Tom Tom spinoff, but then also like a Vanderpump Vegas spinoff.
They're opening a Vanderpump thing in Vegas?
Yeah. Lisa Vanderpump is opening like a huge like cocktail garden in Vegas, but it's like in the Venetian or like Caesar's Palace or some shit.
I'm good.
Like, whatever. It's done.
It's over. Just pick a spot. Just like Cardi B's residency.
Yeah. So
if I could combine the two, I will have achieved Nirvana. That's
the best.
My happy place.
Yeah. I think like I'm not a Vegas person, but like to do like a Cardi B, Gaga, Celine Dion, and then the only meal that you have, like between everyone, you just go to that cocktail garden.
Amazing.
Like, yeah.
I've only been to Vegas twice, but I think twice. And I like it, but I don't spend a lot of time there because I'm over it. I'm over the age for Vegas, really.
Yeah.
Even though when I was there, plenty of very elderly folks. Mm-hmm. I'm not elderly.
Well, life hasn't given you a reason yet.
No, but now.
And now.
Now that I know that Vanderpump Vegas is happening, because I think it would be such a great show in the same way that Lindsay Lohan's Beach House is a terrible show. Again, there's no there there.
But like.
I love when she tries to give the wisdom.
When she gives wisdom, if you're coming to Lindsay for any sort of advice, you really need
You've
to check yourself
wrong.
And like. Mm. Understand some things.
Yes.
But then when she is telling you something, it's like she kind of starts off on the right track.
Mm-hmm. And then it goes like wildly.
You just have to. And her accent is like out of this world.
So much is happening.
She's like, you just have to be strong and then fuck off. Tell everyone fuck off. And it's like, no, you can't actually do that in like a professional setting.
Not at all. Lindsay. Not at all. And then when she just tries to maintain this really delicate balance of fun Lindsay, but business owner Lindsay.
Mm-mm.
Oh, it's the whole show is so tragic. And all of these concierges just really acting like they're doing truly the Lord's work.
The VIP ambassadors are being groomed for like sex work in like a sex ring run by Lindsay, which is a terrifying prospect.
It is
and
not good.
Lindsay, the gift of the show is that like the more popular it gets, the better off all of our lives are going to be.
Absolutely.
Because like all you need to do, like Lindsay's been waiting for a platform to just like wild out. And this is it.
This is absolutely it. I can't wait till she unleashes the beast because right now she's so restrained and she's so flat.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, girl, live your truth. Live in color. It's okay.
When she gets like, when it hits and like that turnover to where it becomes like a cultural phenomenon.
Yes.
Lindsay is going, it's going to be like a phoenix from the ashes and we're going to get like 2007 Lindsay all over again.
I'm really hoping.
Yeah.
I'm genuinely hoping because the show hasn't really taken on any it just hasn't taken off rather and I want it to.
It might be a long simmer. I mean, it's really giving me a lot.
I'm thinking about Tinkerbell and Peter Pan and how we have to clap and truly believe and I think we have to do that for Lindsay.
You're really onto something.
I am.
James and Lala sit in Sheena's makeup / sunglasses / just like me room and James reveals he wants to apologize to Randall via a letter. Also, Brittany is like inexplicably sunburnt to a crisp. Did you notice that?
I did. And also, I think it was either this week's episode or last week's episode. They do blur. She was weirdly upset over nothing.
Yeah.
Like nothing happened and she was just having a little drama. It's almost like the producers told her feel something.
But I also think like, I mean, I think Brittany and Jax's relationship is like built on such like a thin layer of ice. Mm-hmm. Like it's just a matter of how many times you like tap it before mm-hmm. it just like totally cracks.
It's there's. Again, there's no there there. There's the relationship is, I don't understand it. She seems like a nice young woman. And yet she's with Jax and she loves him. And he's clearly just looking for someone to take care of him in his old age.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, Jax.
I think that they're making like some sort of deal where it's like, Jax can do it. It's either they have an understanding now where it's like, Jax, you can do whatever, just like make sure it's not like a faith situation again.
Yes.
And
Brittany can find the woman of her dreams.
Yeah. And then they can like get married, make the Bravo money from like showing mm-hmm. your wedding on TV, oh, and then just sure. like do their thing.
I'm already, I want a ticket to that wedding.
Yeah.
I want to be in the audience.
But like, if someone gets that defensive when you just say like one tiny thing, mm-hmm. it's like, that's the red flag. It's absolutely. Like Lala and her man. When Billy Lee symptom. Is like, you think you're better because you just have a rich boyfriend, and Lala flips out. It's like, okay, well, that did hit a nerve.
Because- oh, that did hit a nerve. But that's, to be fair, Lala, they have harped on Lala's rich boyfriend for a very long time. And it's unfair. They're just jealous.
Well, they're jealous, but also now it's interesting because like the whole cast, it's, I mean, I guess aside from like Billy Lee and James, and Sheena's not really included, but like everyone is now like BFF with Lala, and they mm-hmm. go on Randall's jet like all the time. Mm-hmm. And now that her man's wealth and like everything that comes with it extends to them, they have yes. no problems.
Of
or
course not.
With
they
it.
Just wanted a part of it.
Yeah.
They just want a taste and they wish they were Lala.
Yeah.
But nope. But, she's got a lock on Randall for now.
But like, why? I guess like I'm just like, Lala, why don't you realize that you're being like used in this situation?
Oh, I think it's a mutual using.
Yeah.
Yes. I think she's aware. She seems bright.
Because it behooves her to be like friends with them.
Correct.
Yeah.
Because she has to stay relevant on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And when someone's not relevant on the show, they do just insane things. For example, Billy Lee.
My queen. I'm excited. Like, I'm here for Billy Lee just like bringing drama and conflict.
She's just bringing drama for no reason.
Yeah.
She just clearly wants camera time. Like, girl, we see the thirst. The thirst. You are parched.
She invented this drama by like just going on social media and
it's
liking
so
tweets.
Terrible. Did you see she wrote a blog post about it? About trans identity and why this is a real thing. Being left out was transphobia. And I am the first to call out any kind of phobia when I see it.
Yeah.
And even, like, as everyone acknowledged, this was not it.
Yeah.
And to use that as a way of getting camera time is so abhorrent. And it's not progress.
No.
But it also is progress.
It's two-handed.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I see you, girl.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
It is like a good, it's like, I guess not good, but it is representation in an interesting way and like starts a conversation.
And it reminds us that terrible people are terrible people no matter what their gender.
Yeah.
It's just, whew.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that she's a terrible person, but I do know that she's thirsty.
Yeah, I don't think she's terrible, but it's like, it's grasping at straws to try.
It's grasping at straws. And also the thing she said about the fat card, like two phobias don't make a right.
Although the fat card was a classic quote.
It was, but she's not fat. She's not fat. Katie is not fat. We have to stop making that a thing. It's not a thing.
It's really unfortunate too that Katie's been like given this role of body positivity, like mm-hmm. ambassador to like really lead the march.
She's in, a
like,
size six. What are we doing?
Vanderpump land though.
That's true.
Where like issues that are actually like huge issues that affect lots of people get boiled down mm-hmm. into like this like weird caramel flavoring of like,
it's terrible. It's terrible. And then they just become reductive and offensive and no progress is actually made. It's nothing good happens with these people. They are all terrible.
Who's your favorite on the show?
Oh, that's a great question. I don't know that I have a favorite. I really find them all quite abhorrent, but I think I like Lala the best.
Yeah.
I really enjoy Lala. She always offers a little something.
She really does. Like, she gives all the good sound bites.
She does. Also, Lala and Ariana.
I'm into that.
And also, I was talking about this last night. I DM'd Ira late at night, and I was just like, because I need to talk about the show, and nobody in my life watches the show. They watch it reluctantly when I beg them to. So
wait, you're just on an island with, like...
It's just me. Yeah.
Oh, my God. My heart goes out.
Yeah. The other day, like, my girlfriend had never even heard of it. And so...
I just got a bad chill that, like, reverberated down, like, one side of my body. Like, I might have had a stroke.
It's truly upsetting. Like...
How do you not know?
Almost deal-breaker level.
And I'm really scared. I'm scared. I stroked
it's
out.
It's truly upsetting. So we were watching TV and she's really into the news and I don't watch the news.
I'm like, what's that?
Like, Vanderpump Rules is news for me.
Yeah. You're like, and trans issues are huge right now. Click to Vanderpump Rules.
Body positivity. And so I was like, well, let's watch some Vanderpump Rules. And what's that? And I was just like, what do you mean, what's that? And so I tried to explain it. And as I was speaking out loud about like what the show is, I just was so mortified because there was nothing I was saying that was going to make any human being on this earth be like, yeah, let's watch. So we did watch an episode.
Which episode did you watch?
Oh, I am.
Like an old classic?
Sadly, no. Oh, no. Wait, I mean, I have a lot of education to do with her, but I think it was the third episode of the current season.
Okay.
And this was a few weeks ago. And it's just, I don't even think she paid attention for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I just could see her eyes glazing over. But I'm not done. I'm undeterred.
No.
To be clear.
The work continues.
Oh, it does. Like, I'll make this work. I'm going to teach you to love Vanderpump Rules.
I feel like it's like when you're getting someone into it, like, this is not the season to do it because the season is just so...
Yeah, this season has too many plot threads that really you need to see the whole show to understand. There's
yeah.
so much that's coming to fruition that's been building for years mm-hmm. that, I mean, it's for us is a deeply satisfying season, but for a newcomer, it's probably like WTF.
Yeah, it's a TBD for sure. But like season two, I feel mm-hmm. like is the one.
That's where it really, because the first season was a short season because they were just testing the waters. Like, hey, do you think anyone will watch a show about some servers
living the darkest lives
restaurant?
Ever mm-mm. in West Hollywood?
Yes.
Just like, it's if you survive through like the bone chills that you get watching that,
yep.
then you commit to season two. You
yes.
get the best payoff of all time.
Absolutely, because season two, things really ramped up. Also, Kristen is just still lurking about.
Kristen, I thought for sure, like, I gave her a lot of benefit of the doubt, like, after everything she's been through, because she did just get, like, raked over the coals, mm-hmm. just, like, how she's, like, a survivor in my book, essentially.
Oh, she's definitely resilient.
And I thought, like, wow, Kristen's, like, you know, she's done a lot of personal growth, and she's, like, in a different place. And then the episode with Dana Schroeder... Mm. I was like, wait, Kristen's the same old bitch.
Oh, yeah. Kristen hasn't changed at all.
Not
And she's
one
always
bit.
So gleeful about the miseries of others. Her little vendetta with James, like, I don't care for James at all, but... Mm-hmm.
But it's like, you're
showing...
He's
also clearly an alcoholic.
Yeah.
And so perhaps we should have some sensitivity for that.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just so... The thing is, Stassi has a mean streak. Most of them have a mean streak, but they're charming. Kristen has a mean streak, and she has no charisma.
Yeah.
And so she's just mean.
She just Ugh. Wants to destroy.
Yes, and she's mean in a shallow and unintelligent way.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not interesting. If you're going to be mean, be good at it.
Yeah.
And she can't.
Like, Stassi's like a Regina George in the way
yes.
that you enjoy seeing her. Like, even if you don't like her doing it, you still get something out
she's
of it.
She's still very charismatic. She's still very watchable. There is something there.
Mm-hmm.
But not with
Kristen. She'll, like, run your car off the road.
Absolutely. And these, and again, that she's still appearing on this show and she just comes in for these little, like, 30-second moments, just really trying to grasp relevance and to get back into the real groove and be one of the mainstays. And I'm just like, girl, look at Stassi's trajectory, because she was out of the fold and now she is right back in the thick of things.
Yeah. But Kristen has always had, like, her relationship with Stassi has always been really fascinating, because it's just like, she's terrified of her. Mm-hmm. She hates her, mm-hmm. but she also, like, deeply needs her approval.
She definitely
And she cannot
does.
Escape that grasp of Mm-mm. all those three things.
No, she can't. It's
And, like, she cannot... She does not have, like, an identity that goes beyond loving Fleetwood Mac, mm-hmm. being friends with Stassi, mm-hmm. and, like, that's about it.
Well, she has her website.
Not anymore.
What happened? The website's
gone? Veggieholic's gone. Veggieholic's been gone for, like, a couple months now.
Oh, my goodness.
Isn't that upsetting?
What is she doing with her free time?
Well, she has her t-shirt line, James May Co. But she has a Veggieholic t-shirt, which actually I'm, like, have been on, to use Brittany's term, the brim of buying for a couple weeks now. I haven't pulled the trigger yet, but I can feel it coming.
Wow. Well, at least you know that about yourself.
Yeah.
Like, you at know, least you can, like, I just feel accept. It coming. That's good. Acceptance is a great place to start.
Brittany reveals she's going to go to therapy with Jax, which is like, okay, good luck, but you should go to, like, solo therapy as well.
Yes. I find that therapy works best when you do it individually and together.
Yeah.
There, if you care about the relationship, there's yeah. something to do there, but you also have to be doing individual work, because oftentimes it's not the, I mean, there are problems in a relationship, but there are problems that can't be fixed until you work on yourself.
Yeah. And you're not, and I feel like if your first entree to therapy is in a couple situation, you're not going to come from a place of honesty.
Not really. Especially Brittany, because for whatever reason, she remains in Jax's thrall.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that without individual therapy, she will have the fortitude to break free from him.
That's true. And I feel like Brittany also, on a deep level, or maybe not even a deep level, because she flips out so easily when she's, like, poked about it, I feel like she knows that she's making a really wrong life decision. Mm-hmm. Like, her gut is telling her, run away. But she's committed and thrown down so hard and fought for this that it's like there's no turning back, or there's, like, a lot of, it's like she can't be wrong about this. Mm-hmm. So she's just going to press forward and, like, have the Kentucky Castle wedding and, like, act like everything's fine, but it's like she knows that it's not right.
Yeah, she does.
She knows that.
I mean,
Kristen
she has her
and
family
her,
behind her.
Oh, her mom
telling her, don't do it. But
no, her mom is like 100% do it.
Yeah, but the really, her mom yeah. came around.
Her mom is like, her mom was, remember last season when Jax cheated and
yes.
Brittany called her mom, and her
mom
was
and
like,
her aunt, I think, came to visit her.
Yeah, yeah. And her mom, or it was her mom and I think her sister.
Okay.
And her sister was like, I hate Jax. But mm-hmm. her mom was like, you know, if you're going to forgive him, then you can just never bring this up again. But you should forgive him. I think he's changed. And, like, I think that the mom, Sherry, wants Brittany to be married to Jax, like, maybe more than Brittany wants to be married to Jax.
I really wonder what's going on with that. I just don't know how you could love your child and just think, yes, by all means, marry Jax.
Marry Jax Taylor. What a mm-hmm. great option. Mm-hmm. My precious jewel
good
of a daughter.
Good life choice in a city with millions of people.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank.
LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you. Adam and Sheena have had sex now, mm-hmm. which we then also find out that, like, he may have given Sheena an orgasm. She doesn't, like, explicitly say it.
Yes, but was Sheena, because I was watching after a long day of travel yesterday, but is she the one who was like, I just had my first orgasm?
Yeah, she has never had an orgasm until very recently.
Yes, and I just thought, way to put Rob and Shay on blast. Mm-hmm. That was masterful. So she did have a moment. I will give Sheena that.
Yeah.
Because, ouch.
It was a power move.
It was a real power move. Like, my girl, we know who your last few boyfriends were. So what you're saying is that they can't lay it down, which is not surprising at all.
No.
At all.
Like, Shay not being, like, a sexual, like, god.
Yeah, that's not surprising. And Rob, I think, just didn't care.
Rob seems like a real, like, lay there energy.
Yes. Which...
Shay seems like a try, but just like never really getting it.
Yeah, and I think he's probably a very overly wet kisser.
Ooh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think he sweats a lot. Yeah, he's a slurper, and I bet he sweats a lot. I mean, which there's nothing wrong with that. Everybody sweats, but...
But sometimes too much sweat is too much sweat.
Yes, it just... like, and it creates problems.
Yeah, agree. Lala called Billy a lowdown hoe, which is a real... That was a great moment.
It was a throwback.
Yeah.
Like, all right. Let's go, Lala.
She is finally, like, stepping up to the plate and giving us, like, the Lala we all know and love.
Yeah, she is. That, I mean, and Billy, bless her heart, really just... She's got some tenacity. She's going to get the camera time one way or another.
Yeah. And I'm here for, like, I'm ready to see what she does next.
I am too. And I'm also ready for her to get a boyfriend.
Ooh, yeah. Yes. That's not just like a Jeremy trying because I feel like that was a camera time move.
Absolutely. And someone I was talking to said that, this is the same person I was DMing last night about the show, said that she probably is creating this drama because she knows that none of the cast members will sleep with her.
Mm-hmm.
And so, because they're all in relationships.
Yeah.
And the men. And I just thought, huh. Also, I still think at least one of the Toms would, especially now that we know that Ariana and Tom clearly have some sort of arrangement.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe Tom would... be into Billy.
It would be incredible if
there's like, yeah, sorry, I just feel like Ariana and Billy kind of resemble each other.
They definitely do. But I was even thinking, like, if you got Billy to put on like a brunette wig and got Tom Schwartz really, really drunk.
Oh, easily.
Yeah.
Easily. I feel like the Toms, like, if she's looking for a target and is not so much worried about the fidelity of other people's relationships,
mm-hmm.
there's definitely some potential there.
God, that would be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's true. It's like the best way to get like really cement yourself as integral to the show is to
have a sexual relationship with someone on the show.
Yeah.
So she needs to find her a man
mm-hmm.
and take it from there.
Indeed.
Well, if she's straight. I don't know if she's straight.
Yeah, I don't know either.
She hasn't said, but we'll find out.
Yeah, she's like a rose that's just beginning to bloom.
She is. Her petals are just unfurling.
Yeah. Sheena's relaunching her acting career, which is something no one asked for.
I didn't know she had one.
Same. I think she was in like a Skinamax movie and that was about it. But I'm obsessed with her theatrical agent. Because it keeps cutting back to her in this meeting with this guy who looks like the skeeziest guy ever. Like, he is not like an agent. Mm. And then his girlfriend or some blonde with a dog is also sitting in on this agent meeting. And like, I don't know if any listener is like, I'm just going to fill you in on like some Hollywood intel. But like, when you go to a meeting with an agent, they don't have that type of woman in the room with them.
No, never.
That's
it's
not
generally
a thing.
In an office or at a restaurant or a coffee shop.
Yeah.
And it's professional. You don't bring your significant other.
There's not an animal in the
no,
mix.
No, this is not.
Agents don't do that. They may do a lot of really sketchy things, but they don't do that.
That's actually one of them. In the range of sketch, that's not included.
Yeah, that's like the first sign that you should not be with this agent is if they bring their blonde associate with a dog.
It's honestly shocking that she doesn't know that because she's been in the game for a minute. And she's been in Hollywood for a minute. And most people in Hollywood are fairly well-versed on agents and typical industry protocols, which lets us know that she's not even like attempting like low tier agents. She's going well below that.
Yeah. This is what she can get.
And she can't act on VPR. So
she's like, I've done a lot of comedic roles.
Where?
Well, I mean, like if you count Vanderpump Rules as a comedic role, like, yes, you're the queen of comedy. But like she's like, but I'm ready to get murdered. And I just like, well, be like, okay. Us too.
Aspirations.
Sheena is making all sorts of sexual jokes. Like whenever she gets like really like sexually thirsty and tries to loll about it, it makes me so supremely uncomfortable.
Me too, because I don't really feel like she has sexuality.
No.
She's
an avatar for sex.
Yes.
She can play at sex.
I don't think she enjoys anything involving her body other than keeping it very, very thin.
She doesn't. And she said on her podcast when she was talking about orgasms that she's never masturbated and like never likes to masturbate. I'm like, Sheena. But then she can play like this hypersexual, like believable.
It's not real.
Yeah.
That's not what hypersexuality looks like. It's not what sexuality looks like.
But that's like what we, I feel like, constantly get told mm-hmm. in like society, like this is sex. Like this
oh,
is sexy.
Oh, for sure. She's very good at performing the role of what she thinks various things are. Like, this is what happiness is.
Mm-hmm.
This is what sexuality is and sexiness. This is what food is. But she doesn't really have a genuine relationship to any of these things, and so it always comes off as deeply false. It's mm-hmm. really sad. Just like, girl, let's get you some human classes.
The Tom C. Tom Tom and Sandoval, he kind of like, it broke my heart of happiness because I was like, he really is like sincerely filled with gratitude. And like, even though this opportunity of owning 2.5% of the restaurant is not that great, granted his name is a sell point of it, mm-hmm. I still am like, wow, I love him and like how sincere he is with Lisa. Mm-hmm. And Tom Schwartz, I'm really like losing patience for him. Because I feel like he is someone who's magically failed upwards mm-hmm. and has never had any ambitions whatsoever. But then suddenly out of left field for this episode said, you know, I've always wanted to own a bar and now I do.
Yeah, since last week.
Yeah.
That's always for them.
But I'm like, fuck you, Tom Schwartz.
You know, I think Tom Schwartz is exactly what you said, a man who is utterly lacking in ambition, but he's married now.
Yeah.
And I think his wife has a lot of ambition. And so a lot of what he's doing is trying to satisfy his wife's ambitions, even though he doesn't know how to think big enough to do that.
Yeah.
It's very, very interesting. And then, you know, I'm not sure why he's acting like all of a sudden this is his life's dream. With Sandoval, I believe it. Like, yes, he's probably always wanted to do something.
He's been a mixologist for 10 years.
When he said that last night, I was just like...
A decade.
Yes. I've been a bartender for a decade. And the way he said that, I was just like, yes, you have.
He wore it as like a badge of honor.
He really did. I was just like, you take that decade and you do something with it.
Yeah.
But it was his way of explaining, of course, like that how he had made these amazing cocktails. And when they were so proud that Lisa seemed to be able to at least sip the cocktails.
Yeah.
And she did a good job of not grimacing.
Yeah.
But I also think the cocktails were probably pretty good.
The cocktails are good.
The green one, no.
No.
But I think it will sell very well in Hollywood.
I will give you a hot cocktail tip for Tom Tom, which is that the Clockwork Pink is really great.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's still on the menu?
Yeah. It's a mezcal based, like, it has like a prickly pear juice, I think.
Okay.
It's pretty delicious.
Well, I think it's a cute little name. And when he said it though, I just thought, this isn't like the Clockwork Orange and you're trying, but okay. Okay.
It's like, you know, he's doing his best.
Yes, but he should have used like a Brazilian drink or, I mean, there's like so many clever references he could have put in the drink. Anyway, I'm overthinking it. Obviously, this is why I'm not a mixologist.
Clocks are a huge design element of Tom Tom, like the gears and the clocks.
Oh, I thought they were doing a play on Clockwork Orange.
I think they were kind of doing that too.
I put too much depth into
it. But they're really leaning into like this, time is always slipping away from a like you go to Tom Tom and you're very much reminded of your humanity and like the short time you will live on this earth and that you're choosing to spend that time at Tom Tom. Some of us more than others, but like the Clockwork Pink is, I think, a nod to that as well.
Wow. Again, it's a text.
It's a text.
And yeah, it's our a thesis. Duty to read it.
If I was going to graduate school, I would write a thesis on Vanderpump Rules.
I would love
rules.
To teach a graduate course on Vanderpump Rules.
If you teach a course on Vanderpump Rules, I will go to graduate
And it's definitely,
school.
It's within the realm of possibility.
There is so much to say. Like,
there's so much to say. In every class period, we would watch at least two episodes.
Yes. And you could pick them apart. Like, there's like, can I just be your TA?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Well, you'd be a perfect TA because you're very well versed.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Wow.
I would bring in guests. I would bring in the cast.
Yes. We need guest lecturers.
I'm getting really excited.
You've got to do this.
Mm-hmm. I do.
I love a TA too, because I was like, how am I going to apply to graduate school and then like pay for it? And blah. But a TA is a great role for me. I will gladly do that.
Excellent. So it is. So it shall be.
And so it is. Jax and Tom's birthday drinks. They order blowjob shots, which I'd never heard of in my life. It looks to be just like amaretto and like whipped cream or something along that line.
Yeah, well, I've heard of them, like, but I've only heard of them in the context of queer bars. So,
so now they've crossed over to like the straights
are doing
it. I think
they've crossed over, like back in the day, way back in the day when I was a young queerling, like there were these drinks called cowboy cocksuckers.
Okay.
Which were Bailey's and something butterscotchy.
Oh, yum.
And also, but it's also the same drink basically as a slippery nipple.
Okay.
And so I feel like blowjob shots are on that same trajectory of drink.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And do they take them like the blow, like they were taking the blowjob shots, just no hands? Was that like the way that you would do it?
You lean over, you wrap your lips around the glass and toss it back.
I would choke to death if I had to do that.
You have to be good at blowjobs.
I mean, I consider myself to be fairly okay at them, but my gag reflex is like not the best. So I was getting a lot of anxiety.
Way to damn yourself with average praise. Like, I'm fairly okay.
You know, it's like, as I get older, I realize that I don't like giving blowjobs as much. Like, when I was a young woman, I thought it was like, if you're really good at blowjobs, like, you're a really good person.
Of course.
And then the older I get, I'm like, more Samantha Jones, like, they don't call it a job for nothing. And so now it's like, okay, if I'm gonna like choke on a dick, like, I really need to like the person.
Yes.
But I wouldn't willingly choke on like an avatar of a dick in the form of a shot, you know?
Mm-hmm. I understand.
So,
but you could also, I mean, there's no rule saying you have to like wrap your mouth and toss it back. You can also just hold it and toss it back.
That's true.
You really can.
Yeah.
And it's generally, I find them to be delicious because I enjoy it butterscotch.
Really delicious. Like, it's like a dessert shot.
It is a very much a dessert shot.
Yeah.
The saving grace of it is that it's not like an alcohol that's going to burn your soul, like a whiskey shot or
like a Jaeger shot. That will.
Yeah. Ugh. Oh, I'm so glad I'm 44. Like, I drink excellent alcohol and it's just so good.
Yeah. Brittany and Lala go to Hooters, and Brittany, when she's walking in, she goes, "I've got to get some birch." And it sounded like birch because she's so stopped up all the time. And I'm wondering, like, why she's consistently stopped up on this show. Yeah. She doesn't even try and hide it. Like, it's very in plain sight. Mm-hmm. Because she just like does not have the sinuses to handle her own partying.
Yes. It's worrisome. It's worrisome. I worry about young Brittany, but I also think that
Brittany's not taking care of her body. Can we say it?
She's not
putting these implants in that were like proportionately, like, threw off the proportions. Mm-hmm. She's letting herself get like sunburnt. And then she's like always stopped up. Like, it's just like, I'm with you on being worried about.
I'm just worried. But I also think that eventually, I also think that she's still enjoying like young Hollywood or a version of young Hollywood. And eventually you age out of it.
Yeah.
And so I think eventually she's just going to get tired of being sniffly all the time. And she's going to get tired of feeling crispy all the time. And she's going to get tired of feeling like she's going to fall over. And she's going to sort of just start, you know, maybe drinking a little more water.
Yeah. They like all that. Could really benefit from like some hydration.
They just seem deeply underhydrated.
Yeah. And always.
I worry about that. Every time I look at them, I just think your livers and, I don't know, none of them seem particularly healthy at all. And
I think Lala is probably...
Lala seems fine.
And Sheena is probably, I mean, healthy in terms of like she's working out, like forcing her body to like be thin.
Yes, but I don't equate thinness with health at all. I'm... because these people are all thin. It's more they just don't seem...
vibrant.
Like they could walk up a hill.
Yeah.
And yeah, vibrant. There's not, there's not a vibrancy in them, except Lala. But also, Lala is the one person on the show that seems really well loved by her family.
That's true.
And I think that's not accidental that she seems like, no, she's had some rough times, but she clearly has a safety net, both financially and emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
And she clearly has people that care about her well-being and who would tell her you're making a bad decision. Whereas some of the other people don't seem to have that.
And I'm thinking now, yeah.
Because like, I know that Schwartz has family.
But his half of his family was not at the wedding. Yeah.
And
those three brothers are a red flag for like something ain't right.
Yes. And then we don't see a lot of, Sheena has a mother, but.
Her mother is like a sister mom.
Yes. Not a mommy mom.
No.
And so Lala is the one person I've seen that consistently has a supportive family who pulls her back from the edge when she's behaving badly. And I think that's why she seems to be the healthiest person on the show and not the most perfect person, just healthy in all ways that one can be healthy.
Yeah. Touche. That's a good, I'm always really fascinated by their like family histories. Like, I love getting to see it. And I'm excited for next week when we get into like whatever Jax's beef is with his mom, because he's touched on that. And that I think is going to be extremely illuminating.
Because I think he was close to his father.
Mm-hmm.
And I also thought he was close to his mother, and maybe something happened after his father's passing.
Yeah. That's what it seems like.
Which, RIP.
Yeah. Total RIP. Everyone then starts talking about how they want to have kids. And what Jax and Brittany said, they're just going to start trying immediately after the wedding. Bring it on. Mm-hmm. We need this.
I believe they're going to have three children.
Yeah,
I do.
She strikes me as someone that would just pop them out one after another, mm-hmm. and then it's done.
I think so. So that'll be interesting to see. I think Sandoval needs to, I don't understand what's happening with Sandoval and Ariana. Their relationship doesn't seem like a relationship. They seem more like roommates.
I've never really.
And she doesn't want children, so.
Yeah, and she's been very upfront about that from the get-go.
And you know, Jax, for all his faults, he had a very lucid moment last night where he was talking about TikTok, Tom. Like, Ariana's not going to give you these things that you want, so you need to start like, looking elsewhere.
He's a good relationship. Like, I like his take on their relationship drama. Like, he really came through where he's like, Ariana doesn't have a lot of time. And he's like, good. He brings the intensity to the situation.
He does. And I wonder if they've started having sex again because they stopped.
Yeah. And he asked him if they had birthday sex. And Tom's like, oh, I'm going to do that. And so it's like, I feel like they probably don't have that much sex if, like, because I'm thinking about this situation with Ariana and Lala hooking up. And it's like, they're both drunk, like really feeling themselves. They have this explicit, like, I was getting turned on hearing Lala being like, come here, I want to eat your pussy. And then Ariana's in the back seat and all this is happening. This is like a perfect key up for like everyone maybe having like a fun group sex scenario or something.
Oh, I think that would be fantastic. I support it. And actually, I only really want to see the women having sex.
Yeah, true. But like,
or the guys having sex with each other.
Ugh, I would live. Ugh. But Tom Sandoval kept being like, I was actually like annoyed. Like I was kind of annoyed. And I'm like, okay, then what is there that's annoying about that? Like I can't see one annoying thing about this like scenario.
Yeah, like, really? You're annoyed?
Like, over and over saying that. So that leads me to believe that they're probably, like, not having sex, and he felt like he was just, like, dad picking her up from, like, a night out. Because that's, like, a dad. Like, the annoyance is, like, what guy is going to be, like, annoyed at, like, two beautiful women, like, fucking in the backseat of their car? Mm-hmm. No one I know. Then Lisa gets the bill and they're like, how did we know she was here? Or how did she know we were here? And then it was revealed that Peter had told her, and it goes, and I feel bad for Peter.
Why?
Because they start this whole like birthday gathering by being like, we saw the new restaurant that we own, and like, it's so exciting, Tom Tom. And I just think like, Peter has been a manager of Sir for probably a decade, and he will always just be the manager of Sir.
Yeah, like, no one's over eating a Pete.
Petey pies. Yeah, no. And, like, he, like, I wonder if Peter is just, like, torn up on the inside about this, or if he's just, like, living, laughing, loving.
I don't think he's torn up, because I suspect Peter owns more than 2.5% of the Vanderpump restaurant empire.
Ooh.
That's just my guess, because there's no other reason for him to be so kind and patient and steadfast.
Yeah.
I suspect he owns way more than 5%.
Wow.
That's my guess. And by way more, I mean like 10%.
Yeah. I want to see, I like would love to see everyone's tax returns.
Oh, that would be a gift.
From Vanderpump Rules.
That would be a true gift.
Like, I don't care about like Donald Trump's tax returns.
Well, I do, but I can do both.
If you gave me the option of like, if it just was up to me and you're like, we'll either release Donald Trump's tax returns or we'll release the tax returns of everyone on Vanderpump Rules, I would be like, Vanderpump Rules, thank you, good night.
Oh my goodness.
I'm an enemy to the state, but you know
are.
What?
You are, but
there's
you know
a
what?
Select group of people that would, it would really, they
you
would
admit
thank
it, though.
Me. Yeah. It's my truth.
But I do want to see their tax returns just out of curiosity. That's it. Just out of curiosity.
Everyone makes a big deal of Lisa like getting the bill. But I was like, oh, that's nice. Until I realized she just bought them each a shot.
Yeah.
And it was like, okay, cool. Ooh. It was $40.
Yes. Well, it's LA, maybe it was
50 or $60, but still.
Yes. It wasn't the grand gesture that they made it out to be, but it was a nice thing for her to do with her millions and millions and yeah. millions. Like when a multimillionaire is like buying you some shots and you're just like,
Yeah.
She gave you each 2.5%.
That's like about how much money you're making this month off of your investment in TomTom. Mm-hmm. James joins the guys when they like take to the basement for like Hennessy and cigars or whatever the hell they're drinking. And he goes, you're 36. And then they're like, 36 sounds old. And he goes, I'm 26. And I just really loved that. Because we also forget how young James is.
He's a child. I was last night reminded me of how old he was or how young he is. And I just remembered how we were all a hot mess in
our 20s. We were all James once.
Yes. And what's cute is like whenever young people do that, where like someone is older and they say their age and the young person's like, ha ha, I'm 26. Boy, you're going to be 36 eventually, and yeah. then you're going to be 46, 56, and 76, and that hairline isn't going to last.
No, it won't sustain. Mm-mm. It's going to do a Jude Law.
It is, absolutely. That's exactly the trajectory of his scalp.
And, like, James just gets held to the standards of these 36-year-olds whose real maturity level is still at, like, mid-20s.
Correct.
But it's not fair.
It's just a farce. It's an absolute farce. The hypocrisy of the way they judge James when we have video evidence of who they were 10 years ago from seasons 1, 2, and 3.
And Jax keeps trying to like make claims that he hasn't done all the things that James has done. And it's like, do you think that we have like amnesia?
It was 2 seasons ago when he got arrested and had to go back to Hawaii for court for stealing.
For stealing sunglasses from a sunglasses hut.
So really, this whole the reformation of Jax that's happening this season, I refuse. No. I don't give it a moment's credence because we all know it's bullshit. Mm-mm. Again, the show has been on the air for a very long time.
Yeah.
Jax, stop.
Jax, we really, it's experts. Like, it's insulting.
It is. It is insulting. Like, give your audience a little credit.
Yeah. Don't do us like this.
We deserve better.
Tom Schwartz is wearing it just like an unforgivable leather hat at this like boys gathering.
Well, yeah.
It's like a leather perforated pork pie hat. It is a truly, it's a, I just have no words.
I don't even know where he would find something like that.
I don't know upsetting. Where many of them find their clothing.
I don't know where they shop.
It's shocking.
I truly don't. It's, I don't know. It's upsetting.
His reaction to the Lala and Ariana story was pretty priceless. Like, he's just the most blown away by it all. And then, like, he's also, like, I love how happy he is when he's included and stuff. Because it's, like, he's very earnest about yes. that.
I think he's a very lonely young man.
Yeah.
I think he just wants friends and he wants to be part of the group. And I think this is a really challenging group to infiltrate. Mm-hmm. Like, as you can see from all the outliers who are always, like, thirsting for time. It's really, and if like, you're not part of the season one cast, it's like really hard to break in.
Yeah. Or if you don't fuck your way onto the
correct.
Show.
Absolutely.
Like attach like a barnacle to mm-hmm. someone.
It's Lala. I mean, it's credit to Lala for how she's managed to become part of the show.
Yeah.
Because it's not easy. And I think James is trying to gain that similar purchase and has struggled with it. And what's interesting is that James is Jax 2.0.
Yeah.
Because James loves to gossip as much as Jax does. And that's why whenever Jax is talking about how different he is from James, it's so wildly disingenuous.
Mm-mm.
Everything that happened last night could have easily been Jax. And then when Jax had the audacity to get upset that Lala lied and was like, I don't know her. And
no.
again, Lala, there's something there. She's so great.
Yeah.
She refused to put Ariana on blast.
That was amazing.
Her discretion.
That was incredible. Mm. Like, well fucking played.
That was so well done. Like, good for you. Like, yeah, you guys hit it and we all know it. But you didn't tell Jax to his face.
Yeah. And you waited to see like what Ariana's deal was. And I loved when they like met up later at the skating party and they were like hugs. And they were like, if you would have lied, I would have taken it to the grave. And it was just like a real like wonderful. It was like a genuinely wonderful moment.
It really was. It was a lesbo moment.
Yeah. Of communication and just like a celebration of sex.
And I love that there was no shame around it, that they did, they were just like, yeah, we had sex and it was great. And today is Thursday.
Yeah.
It's just great.
And like, it's, I love to see that progression too, because when Brittany and Kristen like allegedly hooked up, which James or Jax also brought up in this whole guys thing, which conveniently got glossed over mm-hmm. by everyone in this like grand conversation of like airing other people's secrets.
I don't understand why they keep trying to pretend that didn't happen. I remember it like it was yesterday.
I'll never forget.
It was so great.
There's a drink at Tom Tom called the Kentucky Muffin. So it's like everyone knows that this happened. Like no one is thinking or believing Brittany's side of the story. Like it didn't
Absolutely.
Happen.
And the only thing I judge about it is that it was Kristen.
I mean, yeah.
That's the only thing. Like, do you, Brittany? Do you?
I want Kristen to crash their wedding and steal Brittany from the altar. That's my dream.
That would gain my interest.
Yeah.
I would be into that for sure.
James can't believe that Sandoval didn't get in on the action. And he's like, oh, mate, collateral suckage, mm-hmm. which is, I've never heard collateral suckage as a term, but also you could have gotten the collateral suckage.
Yes. And that's why I wonder, is Sandoval going through something or is he perhaps a bit asexual?
He could be. He's like so put together all the time mm-hmm. that I could see him like not wanting to get like sweaty or
yes,
like he can't lose himself in the moment.
For Sandoval. But and then, you know, when Ariana called him out on it, like my sexuality is private, she said on a reality television show.
When he walks in and it just like closes up on her like glowering, mm-hmm. I was like, I actually want her that framed of her standing at the bar.
It was so good. And I love how little patience she has for him.
Yeah.
Just, I'll see you at home.
She goes, get out of my bar. Yes, your hat's goodbye. Annoying. Your face is annoying. Bye. Mm-hmm. I like snorted Clean. When she said your hat is annoying. Mm-hmm. He's full of annoying hats. Mm-hmm. That's probably a whole closet of them.
I'm sure she wants to burn each and every one of them, and it's only her love for him that prevents her from doing so.
That is why I feel like they might have true love, is because to date a hat wearer, it would take, only true love could make me do that.
Yeah, it's brave.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. James also says, when he tries to like kind of joke with Jax, he's like, you smashed her too about Lala. Cause he's like, there's no stopping horny Lala. And then Jax flips, threatens to disinvite James from the roller skating party. And James is like, I already bought the skates. And then Jax, I think he says, I don't care. I'm the number one guy and I can shoot like something to that effect, and brought number one guy back into our lives. And like, let's never forget mm-hmm. who's at the top of the totem pole.
Oh, absolutely. And so much of his identity is wrapped up in being sort of the alpha male of the show.
Yeah.
That I really hope that next season or later this season, they introduce another alpha.
What about Teddy's brother? I feel like they were laying groundwork for something that has to like...
That's an interesting choice. Maybe. Because
why else would they make a big deal out of him if he was not going to be like a character thrown into the mix?
Oh, fingers crossed.
We do.
Desperately.
There's a bartender at Tom Tom that is one of the hottest men I've ever seen in my life. Mm-hmm. Like just looks like a walking Ken doll. Like you know, those guys where you're just like, how did this happen?
Oh yeah. I see him every day here.
Yeah.
Which is great. It's a real benefit of living in Los Angeles. The people are stunning.
Yeah, you just get like eye candy mm-hmm. and it's like, it's kind of just like, I don't even know what to like do with this person mm-hmm. but it would be really nice to
just
like
gaze directly into them.
Yeah, and you can like kind of just fully talk to them because you're just like, whatever, like yeah. we all know what's happening here.
Yes,
like,
you're so perfect hot. And I'm into you and let's get this on.
Yeah,
let's do it.
He should be really brought into the fold. That's my two cents to any producer that may or may not be listening, is like, get that Tom Tom bartender in the mix.
I support this.
Stassi puts on a weave that is not matching her hair at all, which really threw me. Like, it was like a different color than her hair.
It was a misstep.
And she wonders why no girls want to ever go down on her. And
that was cute when she asked that. And I was just like, girl, are you really curious about why they don't?
Don't ask questions that you don't want
like
answered.
You're a Venus flytrap of a person. And they don't want to be killed by you.
Ariana and Tom, they finally get a moment to really talk about what happened. And so Ariana basically reveals that she's not putting a label on her sexuality, but she's really open to like man, woman, or anything in between, mm-hmm. which was like a cool moment. Like, mm-hmm. welcome Ariana to the club.
Yes.
Like, really glad to have
Be
you
your
here.
Best pansexual self.
Exactly. And Tom is sweet. He goes, you're my treasure. And I was like, oh. And then he goes, all your quirks are really important to me. And I was like,
I know. It's like, that's the thing with this show. They always like say 50% correct, and then they derail everything good that happened. Sexuality isn't a quirk.
Isn't a quirk. Like, her dating.
Your hats are a quirk.
Yeah. A good t- This is a teachable moment.
It really is.
Teachable moment.
It really is.
Yeah, I was just like, God damn it, Sandoval. Mm-hmm.
You almost fucking had it, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then shanked it. Mm-hmm. The roller skating party kicks off. James assaults Sheena at the buffet, mm-hmm. and he's wearing a horrifying wig. Mm-hmm. He looks like a homeless person, like, wandered in off the street. Like, thank God he takes it off eventually, because it was like something was awry.
Yes, he didn't. It wasn't a good choice, but I'm sure he thought it was. I mean, so many of these kids are so young that they don't even understand what the 70s were. And
you could see that some of them didn't understand.
Yeah, they didn't understand the theme, so they just went with kooky costume.
Kooky costume, and then like kind of 60s, mm-hmm. like flower children.
Yes.
I thought Ariana's outfit was incredible, the of like course. Crochet, but she kind of kills it always in that.
Yeah, and she's read a book in her lifetime.
Yeah.
Which we can't say one. For every cast member. And so it shows. Like, true. It shows that there's no depth to any of them when they come to a, wasn't it a 70s theme?
70s.
When they come to a 70s theme roller skate party in 60s outfits or 80s outfits.
Jax was in a full 80s outfit.
Yes. And because I remember my favorite when decade. Jax was like, I was born in 1979. The 70s are my favorite decade. The 80s too. And I was just like, you were barely sentient during these decades. You are a 90s child.
I was like, RIP to the 70s.
But he's so old for the show.
He is.
Because I was born in 74.
Jax is 39 years old. Mm-hmm. And about, like, he will be turning 40 on this next season of Vanderpump Rules. Oh,
God.
Which is incredible.
They better throw him a party.
They will. I mean, that'll probably be around the same time as his wedding. Maybe he'll have like a bachelor party / 40th.
If we're lucky.
I mean, my fingers are crossed. James asks Sheena about Adam, and then she gives the best friend soundbite over again. And then he just goes, Raquel, do you want some chicken? And like, Raquel is my favorite in this episode because she doesn't get a line.
No,
she doesn't. She's
when
been...
Lala apologizes to her, and she just looks at Lala and then like tries to process it and then skates away without saying anything.
That was a real, when like Lala dismisses her at first, she's like, James, come here. And she's like, no, only James. And Raquel kind of does a lap and then laps back. And then Lala goes, Raquel, I'm sorry I called you a twat. Yeah. You're welcome.
Her edit is so brutal. It is so brutal. They do her wrong every week.
Like, I don't think Raquel then gets paid for this episode, because I think that you have to have at least one line to get paid. So yep. She did show up, was like humiliated, mm-hmm. no speak.
Yep. Just some skating.
And like any time, like, to end an episode of any show with, I'm sorry I called you a twat, and then the show is over.
That's it. It's so funny. When the episode ended, I was like waiting, oh, okay, there's like going to be another 2 minutes.
Yeah.
There's going to be a little wrap up.
No.
No, it's more to be continued.
It was fin. Mm-hmm. Just like French film style.
We'll have to see next week at the skate party how things unfold. It was just so great.
It was a real, this was like, I think my favorite episode of the season so
this
far.
This episode had absolutely everything.
Yeah.
It had absolutely everything. It was just the purest expression of what this show offers.
Yeah. And I think that it took, like, everyone's very guarded this season. Mm-hmm. Their walls are up. They're moneyed now. They have some more control.
Yes, they all have a little bit more money. They're all a little bit more of known quantities. Mm-hmm. They're finally establishing themselves as brands in ways that are turning out to be sustainable.
Yeah.
So they're definitely not going to fuck it up.
But if you're, all it takes is like, it's nice to see this, an episode like this, because it's like, they will eventually crack. Like, they can't hold it together.
They can't hold it together. They're just, they are who they are.
Yeah.
And it's time for that to come back out.
Oh, God. Thank you so much for being on this pod. I just like, this is a real dream come true. So I was so glad to have you here.
I love talking about Vanderpump Rules.
Same. Tell the readers and / listeners where they can find you, as if they don't know already.
I'm R Gay on Twitter, and my website is RoxanneGay.com with one N.
One N. Make a note.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome so much. It's been a real pleasure.
And until next time, bye.
Oh, wait.
Oh, what?
Never forget Sexy Unique Restaurant.
I think
about it every single day.
Yeah. No, that was like when I discovered that was why, it was a gift.
Yes.
And continues
every few
to be
months,
a gift.
I'm just going to tweet about it.
Yeah.
People need to be reminded, Sexy Unique Restaurant. And what's so funny, I tweeted it a couple of weeks ago, and there's always people on Twitter who are trying to explain things to me, and they're like, actually, it's Spanish.
You're like, actually, like, no, bitch. No. It's Sir.
It's
Sexy
Sir,
Unique Restaurant.
Okay? This is my area of expertise. I have a PhD in Vanderpump Rules. How dare you?
Yeah. It's called serology. Fucking Google it. Also, I love anyone trying to like explain a goddamn thing about Vanderpump Rules.
Honestly, you can explain lots of things about lots of things to me, but not this.
No.
Not Bravo.
Try me.
Don't try me on Below Deck either. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you and good night.
I know I'm feeling, cause I know I know I'm feeling, cause I know I know.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique 3-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Marc Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Marc.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
it. Coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.